and Marotta.
Bickley and Marotta mornings.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Bickley Blast.
The Suns will spend Tuesday night watching basketball, not playing basketball, and to date, that is by far their biggest victory of the season. Avoiding the play-in may not seem like much for a team chest deep in luxury tax, but it's a big deal in the Western Conference, and it means, barring a freak injury in practice, the Suns will be well-rested and fully healthy entering their championship or bust postseason, and that has always been priority number one. There's also a growing hope that the late season ascension of Bradley Beal isn't just a bender or a hot streak, rather a great player finally showing the range of his game, a player turning out to be a far better defender than his reputation would lead you to believe, a player who can clearly wreck you on both sides of the floor, and a player who finally makes this super team look, well, kind of like a super team. Of course, it might all be a mirage. The Suns have been reckless with their focus, reckless with our emotions all season long. It's why the fan base seemed on the verge of mutiny a few times this season, most recently when the scoreboard read 35-4. But there are very few fan bases in North America that deserve redemption more than us, and maybe, just maybe, this is the year the basketball gods finally move on to their next victim.